Oh my God. That was the best song I have ever heard, ever. I wonder what musical supergroup was responsible for such a deed. Say, what's this? Friendly Boys, Moving and Repossession. Say, that looks like all of our stuff. Repossession? No, John, what have you done now?
Well, we move, move, move all your stuff, stuff, stuff. Then we move, 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 and we move, 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 and we move, 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 and we move some more. We're the Singing Movers.
Performing their familiar favorite, European, and I'm a-watching you do it, which cracked the Hot 100,000 back in 1862. I'll bet you remember that one, don't you, Bob?
Well, I was mighty young, Rich.
Oh, Bob, you were 37. Next up on WPFXLZKY, Because We Like You Radio, Horace McSnerd will host Domestic Confidential. This afternoon, Mr. McSnerd will present a very special expose on 8-year-old girls with the appetites of 45-year-old men. But look who's here, it's my good...
You guys be careful of that, only two of those, only one of those exists in the world. Oh, hey, Pete, I'm glad you're here. I've been trying to reach one of the better boyfriends at two-way wrist radio all afternoon, but I see you've already figured out that such a thing does not exist. The afternoon.
What the hell is going on here, John? These guys are taking all our stuff. All of it. My collection of Ranger Rick, rare and hard-to-find pawns. My mustache, bro. My life-size wooden Indian, made from real Indian parts. All of it slipping through my fingers. You've got to help me understand. I feel like I'm losing my grip.
Well, Peter, frankly, I'm surprised that this should come as a shock at all to you. Going over our important financial documents as I have been all morning ever since these gentlemen unexpectedly arrived, I've discovered some very disturbing facts. Namely, that we're clearly broke four times over and have been for some time.
But that's impossible. The Better Boyfriends? Penniless? How could this be when our first record...
The Better Boyfriends presents the complete Cole Porter songbook.
Sold millions of copies throughout the world, winning us the respect of our peer group and making us the big, 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 big incredibly wealthy stars we obviously are today.
We obviously were today. You just don't get it, do you, Penny? Thanks to you, the princely sum that we were able to hoard following our whistle-stop tour of officers' clubs, colonial posts, and insane asylums has been totally depleted to less than nothingness. It's all here in these easy-to-read records, annotated, illustrated, indexinated, and indoctrinated, and let me tell you, Chum, it's a real page turner.
Wait a minute, what do you mean, villain?
Well, let's take a look, shall we, at what you've been charging to the Better Boyfriend's expense account. While my back was turned. Tobacco from Tangiers, sabers from Zaire, gold leaf from Mongolia, magnolias from Ajagoria, Yakutan gold, Toledo window box.
Wait a minute, I need those things to live with dignity. Give me these. All right, let's see here. Aha, yes, I see now, right here. You've been slopping all this on me when in reality you were no less to blame than I for our dismal unbinding, pricking the sliver from my eye, eh, while not even noticing the slithering prick in your own. Taking a closer look at these papers, I can see that you spent an ungodly figure on
while chimpanzees are aggressive and live in a male-centric society, bonobos are peaceful and exist in a matriarchy. Also, they copulate things
Stella,
with each other.
Love me! Love me! It's time! I know you want me!
Go there, Omar, there!
More female
homosexuality! Excuse me!
Guys, you son of a bitch!
Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you kicking your own ass?
All right, all right, all right. What? One second! This is no way for us to solve this problem! Hug yourself!
Hug yourself?
No, you idiot! With my arms!
I'm sorry,
well, John. Well, as I'm sure you're aware, holy
I got a little carried away.
I
don't know how to be poor.
We may soon have to learn.
Oh, no, no way. Not this kind. I can't imagine life without my imported alpaca milk, my pearl cream, my gas-powered buttress fluffer. I can't live like those people do, with their round teeth and their hundreds of children and their distrust of fanciness and unusual love of buffets. It's just so creepy and horrible. Don't let them take me, John. Don't let them shake me.
Sorry, boys.
That's great. Now they've even taken the freaking radio.
It's all right. I always carry a spare.